Okay, here we go. So Jesse Diggins, you had a pretty solid day today. Great day to, great way to finish off the weekend. But I know you had a little problem with a glove and a ski, I understand.
At the about 4K in, the girl behind me stepped on my pole and yanked right out of my hand with the glove. I'm thinking I just have serious issues keeping things on my hands, and I think I just have really narrow hands or something, because this is not the first time this has happened to me. But anyway, the pole came off, glove came off, and about a half K later, I got a new pole, but I was just skiing around with a biathlon strap, because the one spot I could get a new glove was on an uphill, and I did not want to lose the pack because I was having a good race. So I was like, what the heck, I'll just go for it. So I really frostbit my fingers pretty nicely. But that's not something new for Cusimo either.
Uh-huh.
So, I was really happy to have a good race, though, because the weekend started not great with a crash in the classic sprint for me, and then a crash in my cooldown where I just got really rattled about this downhill, kind of banged my knee up really nicely and just was really kind of terrified about doing the downhill in the 5K Classic.
Right.
So then the 5K Classic went okay. It wasn't a great race. It wasn't a terrible race. It just was okay.
Sure.
So it was nice to have a good one.
Absolutely. And I wanted to say that you seem to be getting pretty pretty good with the glove and the pole routine. I remember last year, of course, in the team sprint, and so you seem to be able to persevere.
It seems to be my thing lately, I guess. It was kind of funny during the race. I think I said something like, come on, probably a few other words that I shouldn't. It was like, really? Really? Well,
I remember talking with Keegan and you know, she was saying you got to go with the flow and you know, things happen along the way that you don't expect. And you know, that's part of the game. And I know you know that. And you just happen to be sort of at a focal point with the glove and the poles. How do you feel your training has gone, and how do you feel your physical, you know, your form is at, you know, coming into the season?
I mean, I think training's gone about as well as it could have. You know, it's like Liz was saying, it's always hard to know. And for me, I think a lot of it, like, for example, classic skiing, I put a lot of work really hard on my technique, and it still has a long way to go. But I think that my overall shape is okay for early in the season, and I tend to always historically just like work into the season too.
Sure.
So the key is going to be to just believe that my shape is there. I think today was a good confidence booster for me.
Absolutely.
But then also just feeding off of the excitement of the team, you know, like Keegan, of course, skiing really well. Sadie just like astounding us race after race. Hoff having an awesome one today. I think I just said awesome. Oh my god. it's a new word. It's been really cool just to see like the team like pulling together, and like when you have a bad race, there'll be someone on the team who had a really good one.
Absolutely.
So it's like there's always something to feel good about. It's never like a lost cause. I'm just really excited to head into this season and kind of really get things rolling here and hopefully continue to work on my classic skiing and having more confidence with that.
Sure.
But yeah.
Sounds good. It's always inspiring to see your teammates doing really well, and both Sadie and the Hoff really put the hammer down, and of course Keegan, like you said. Well, that's great, Jesse. So thanks for your time, and we look forward to seeing you guys in Lillehammer and seeing you in the relay, and all the best with the rest of the season.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care. We'll talk soon.